Like nut trees you got?
Huh?
Nut trees, any kind of trees that have bare nuts?
No, we don't have that here.
Well, you got pecans, don't you?
We don't have that. We got pear trees, peach trees, fig trees, orange trees.
Why do they call it Pecan Island?
Well, oh, we had, then, yeah, we had pecans here by the, you pick them up by the truckload.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Now, there is a pecan orchard that was planted down on the east end here, big orchard. It's still there.
Uh-huh.
Grows great big pecans.
Okay.
And there might be a few trees down at the last house on the west end. A pecan tree. There is a few trees there, and I think they're still bearing. But the rest of them, they used to grow wild. I've still got some on my property, wild pecan trees. But they're just about this size. They're small, and they're hard. They're not much, and not very attractive. Now, we grow the persimmon trees. Wild, though, they come up wild, but we take care of them to see that nothing killed them, because they're pretty good eating. Whenever they're ripe and good, we put them up, or if something is trying to destroy them, we pick them up and put them in the ice box, so they finish ripening in there where they won't spoil.
Uh-huh. Okay. Other kind of nut trees you got?
Pecan trees and persimmons is not a nut, you know, they're soft. You know what a persimmon is, don't
uh-huh.
you? But we grow plenty of them here.
You got black
walnuts, but they're very scarce. I don't know of any trees that's bearing without it be way down on the east end, amongst the over there. They might have a few.
Amongst the what?
We got a family name by the name of
Oh. Okay.
I had some of my nephews. One of them running. It's mentioned in your telephone director there. His grocery store.
That's right, I saw that down there.
Yeah.
Would y'all ever dry apples or any kind of fruit?
No. Never did.
When you leave, did you ever make tasso? You know what that was?
Oh, yeah, I was raised on tasso.
That was strips of meat that would...
Right. And mostly from an old animal, an old cow. Made the best tasso. You'd cut it up and salt it. And then you let it soak in that, we call it a brine. A certain length of time, then we take it out and put it in these sacks that I tell you we get flour in.
Yeah.
And we let it drip. Hang it outside. Well, the dogs and stuff couldn't get to it.
The meat would all...
Yeah, and then we'd take it out of the sack and put it on the clothesline. Just hang it over all along on a clothesline, on some papers of some sort, so it wouldn't rust your clothesline too much to get on your clothes, you see. Then after it was dry, we'd put it up in a container, such as a wooden box or something like that, in corn shucks. Tasso. You ever eat that?
No, never have. I like trout sometimes.
Man, we'd make gumbo out of that stuff.
What kind of vegetables do you like in a gumbo?
Oh, well, we don't use too much. We use mostly onion tops and stuff like that in our gumbo, and parsley.
Okay.
You know what parsley is?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'd use that in our gumbo. And a few onions. Sliced a few onions in there, but onion tops particularly gives it a good flavor.
Any other vegetables?
Well, not much.
Like in a shrimp gumbo, what would you put in that?
Well, I said we'd use the same thing.
Okay.
What I meant there.
Would you raise those vegetables that are green?
Oh, yes.